USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Southern Oregon, we put our masks on before we leave the house instead of at the store because the smoke is so thick. It's difficult to breathe with so much ash in the air, and visibility is half mile or less in most places.
Smoke from Oregon's three major fires is unimaginably widespread. Its worst air quality in the world is choking the Pacific coastline, Seattle skyline to the north, San Francisco more than 800 miles to the south, and then to Los Angeles. The scenes and sickening air underscore for many that the climate is in crisis.
Scores of my friends and even USA co-anchor Jesse Edwards have lost their homes in the Alameda fire. And now the Slater fire is burning close to many other friends just to the south. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K formula flip kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K formula flip kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K formula flip kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K flip kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
New York executives have a bone to pick with the mayor. USA's Kenneth Burns reports.
More than 150 business leaders signed on to an open letter to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio Thursday, calling on him to take more decisive action on public safety, cleanliness, and other quality of life issues. The signers are a who's who of the city's biggest companies, including Goldman Sachs, MasterCard, Pfizer, and Warby Parker. It also includes the top law firms and real estate developers. The executive said the neglect of quality of life issues are contributing to deteriorating conditions in the city, as well as widespread anxiety. They warned de Blasio that if he does not address the concerns, people who have left NYC would be slow to return. The New York Times points out that de Blasio has championed the working class and shunned the business elite. There's no public record of the two sides working together, and with the mayor term limited next year, there's no incentive for either side to do so.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tropical Storm Sally is already affecting the Keys with heavy rains. Here's more from WFOR-TV meteorologist Jennifer Correa.
It is a weak tropical storm. You'll notice we are not under a warning as far as tropical storm warning goes, because eventually the center of Sally will continue to move farther and farther away as it's moving towards the west.
Experts predict it could become a hurricane by late Monday. One of the pioneers of reggae has passed away of suspected coronavirus. The Jamaican singer co-founded the band Toots and the Maytals. Reporter David Silate looks back at his life.
Frederick Nathaniel Hibbert, or as he's better known, Toots, formed his band the Maytals in Kingston, Jamaica in the early 60s. The local music scene at the time was a mix of different and evolving styles. Ska, rocksteady, bluebeat, but the name that stuck for the sound of Toots and his contemporary Bob Marley was linked to one of his songs. Do the reggae. He was also part of the first wave of Jamaican artists to have hits in the UK. 54, 46, Monkey Man, Pressure Drop. His music was defined by a voice that showed its gospel roots and established him as a soulful pioneer of a new sound, reggae.
Frederick Nathaniel Hibbert, or Toots, passed away in Jamaica at the age of 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.